www.thebeatsofmusic.com. Happy Tuesday morning. Welcome to the What's On Your Mind program. I'm Scott Hennon. In hour number one, we'll get you a preview of everything to come in hours two and three and tackle some of the hot topics of the day. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at any point during the program today. 855-200-1776, our number in this first hour. 855-200-1776. There's a battle brewing on Obamacare funding and the government's funding tied to Obamacare in the United States Senate. Ted Cruz is battling away, the senator from Texas. Mitch McConnell said he will not support the filibuster. He's the Republican leader. And so obviously our own Senator John Hoeven, who is along with Senator John Thune in South Dakota, two of the six seats in the United States Senate at our neck of the woods are held by Republicans. So how would you like Senator Hoeven or Senator Johnson from South Dakota to side? With Cruz or with the Republican majority? Who's right on this one? That's one of our questions today, and want your take on that. 855-200-1776. Here's Pat on our Facebook page saying, great, another meaningless gesture to make us feel good but achieve nothing. How about we do something that doesn't shut down the government and cause the GOP to lose even more national elections? The only way to eliminate Obamacare is to win the Senate and White House. To do that, we have to be smart, not pandering. These internal principle battles have cost the GOP the last two Senate and presidential elections. We share many of the same goals, but I'd like to be able to get something done instead of tilting at the windmill. What do you think of that? A view at odds with a good share of our audience. Dwight says Senator Hoeven should lead defunding of ACA, which is the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Cruz should follow. Obama doesn't care about you and me. West says, go with Cruz. McConnell's out of touch. Daryl says, definitely Cruz. Kevin says, those who stand with Senator Cruz and Senator Lee will be rewarded at election time. Those who don't are history. This is the people's war against the entrenched political establishment. I was really confused reading that story yesterday about what McConnell was for and what he was against, but I think the gist of it is he supports the House Republicans' plan, but doesn't want a filibuster. Splitting the baby there a little bit. You'll decide, folks, by and large, I would guess how Senator Hoeven will go on this. By you, I mean if the people feel strongly about this, I'll let them know. Welcome your input on it today at 855-200-1776. Let me just tell you quickly what we have for guests, and we'll tackle a few more topics here today. Mona Frank will be here. She's the outreach director for First Choice Clinic. They have a life walk going on in Fargo on Saturday. She'll be here later this hour, so we'll tell you about that. First Choice Clinic, a great organization. And that life walk is an important fundraiser for them every year, so we want you to know about it. North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes will join us. Talk about two topics. One, he's concerned about out-of-control spending in the state and rising property taxes, and wants to talk about what can be done to stem the tide. We're also going to tell you about an exciting event coming up next month, benefiting wounded warriors. Purple Heart recipient Rusty Hurdle join us, Daryl Wolf from down Zeeland, North Dakota, and Michael Lusk, a singer and songwriter who has written a song specifically for the Wounded Warrior cause and donating proceeds from it. A lot of fun planned for Wounded Warriors, community celebration in Zeeland. We want to put on your calendar. So we'll talk about that today on the program, too. So those are the guests, and again, the topics will include the best way for the Senate to handle defunding Obamacare and the battle over government funding, what you want. I know we must be making some progress as conservatives when Harry Reid is calling us names like fanatics and anarchists, and it's a good sign. Nancy Pelosi was having a bit of a meltdown, too, so when they dust off the rhetoric, you know you're making some progress. Because then they have to go nuclear with their rhetoric and their name calling, and it's a good sign. Really good sign. We're going to talk a little about convention centers today on the program as well. There are discussions about those going on in Fargo and at Bismarck. And Fargo is talking about a convention center downtown as part of a larger project. They have some funds set aside. They were part of the sales tax for the Dome. It was envisioned at some point to expand the convention center at the Dome. Now it looks like a majority of city commission members prefer to move that downtown and make it part of this larger project that's being discussed, including a new city hall, flood protection, as well as a private sector development that Doug Burgum has suggested in this Dakota Place, this skyscraper downtown of Fargo. And the Forum has done a story about this where they've dug out some of the emails to give us a little flavor of the behind-the-scenes battle going on in Bismarck. So we're gonna delve into that topic a little bit. I'd just like to know whether you think convention centers funded by, you know, tax dollars are a worthy expenditure. Bismarck's had a lot of pushback on this, expansion. I was part of the debate in Grand Forks over one. There were, you know, a number of different votes. Finally, citizens set aside a sales tax for it. Hard to look at the Alera Center and say it hasn't contributed mightily to the community, for sure, and now prompting some other development around it. But given this time when we're looking at the bottom line, is it a good expenditure of your sales tax dollars? It's very often funded with sales tax dollars, not general fund money. Normally, I mean, sometimes operationally a few bucks in there. But so we're going to tackle that today. Also, oil patch topic that's been hot. A shelter at a church in Williston was forced to close down because they weren't meeting the code of the city. And now a number of area churches and the Salvation Army are spearheading an effort to create a rotating, what they call, heating center. So to the extent there is homeless population, they'd have a place to go and stay warm in the winter months. I applaud the Salvation Army. I applaud these area churches. And I actually think, you know, ironically, this church that was stepping up to the plate was actually forced to shut down because of the city. They were making the job of caring for the homeless more difficult because of these code violations. By and large, isn't it better for charities and for churches to care for the lost than government? I mean, I think what's whether this has happened by accident or not in Williston makes some sense. And something we ought to explore in greater detail. In the context, again, of where we find ourselves fiscally, with and it's nowhere near the case in North Dakota to the extent it is nationally, but it's a proper role for churches and charities, isn't it? More so than government? Williston a model for the rest of the country? I happen to think so. I think it makes some sense. And one other story we're going to spend a little time on today. Former President George W. Bush defended President Obama's frequent golf play. He was doing an interview with the Golf Channel, and he said, look, it's a pressure cooker of a job, and if that relieves some of his stress, he ought to do it. Now, George Bush, you know, gave up golf, saying famously at one point he didn't want some parent of a fallen soldier to think that golf was more important to him than being commander-in-chief. but comes to the defense of President Obama. This tells me is George W. Bush, pretty classy guy. He's a classy guy. He really is. You know, he's the interviewer probably wanted him to pile on, right? And he's just not going to do it. He would not do it. Is he right? Should we be concerned about the inordinate amount of golf that the commander-in-chief is playing, or should we go with George W. Bush and say, ah, the guy needs a release? There you go. Anyway, those are a couple of topics we'll tackle. Steve Bockett will join me next. We'll zero in a little bit on a couple of these that we'll welcome your input on. 855-200-1776, the number to call us right now if you want to weigh in. What's on your mind? Coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And we continue. Now, what's on your mind preview? Steve Bockett is here. Getting ready to crank up the statewide edition of What's on Your Mind. Take your calls, questions, and comments from all across the state on the news of the day. One other story I want to inject here is one that is rather interesting, and that is I'm looking at a Minneapolis Star Tribune story here about the Minnesota role, the Minnesotans, two Somali Minnesotans involved in the mall attack in Kenya. In an interview with the PBS NewsHour, the Kenyan foreign minister told PBS about the Minnesota connection with attackers involved in the Kenyan mall attack, confirmed that two or three Americans and one Brit were involved. From the information we have, They are young men, 19, of Somali origin or Arab origin. They lived in the U.S. in Minnesota and in one other place. Members of the Twin Cities Somali American community already concerned when unconfirmed reports of attackers being from Minnesota surfaced over the weekend. Community members fear people will tie them to terrorism. Just worrying about the backlash is people not knowing us already enough that the word terror attached to it creates a lot of anxiety, said one member of the Minnesota community. All Shabab is the group responsible here. They do have a history of recruiting young Somali Americans from the Twin Cities for terror training camps. Our community leaders agree that action is needed to stop recruitments, community divide, and skewed perception. We need to all work together. We just have to talk about it. Why is this happening? Why are the reasons these kids are leaving here and going home and susceptible to being recruited? And the here's the Star Tribune article on this. The bombing of a Kenyan shopping mall by the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab is shining an unwelcome spotlight on Minnesota's Somali community, which has been tied in the past to terrorism and Islamic extremism. Home to the largest Somali community in the United States, the Twin Cities has been a recruiting ground for this Al-Qaeda-linked extremist Islamic group that has taken responsibility for carrying out the attack on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi. Minnesota Somali leaders on Monday moved quickly to distance the community from the attacks while awaiting word on the possibility that recruits from the state may once again be involved in violent terrorist action overseas. They refused to address reports that Somali Americans were involved in the attack, said they had little information about who may have been involved. A spokesman for the FBI in Minnesota said the local office investigation into recruitment of Somali Americans into Al-Shabaab remains active. Yeah, the local office is monitoring the situation in Nairobi, but unable to confirm identities of anyone involved. Afternoon news conference yesterday, several Somali religious leaders sought to address any potential suspicions of a local connection, pushed to the forefront by a weekend Twitter post, later called inaccurate, that two of the Nairobi attackers were from Minnesota. Also on Monday, a Kenyan official told PBS NewsHour that two or three Americans were involved in the attack. So I'm not sure it was a Twitter post that was inaccurate, right? We've confirmed it.
But you have people pointing fingers at you, clean up your house. You know, there's a problem.
Yeah.
This seems to be a systemic problem within that community. The federal government is gone as far as to having pulled people off of planes because these young men are getting recruited to come back to Somalia. And at this point, these are American citizens, and they're getting recruited to come back to Somalia. And fortunately, it hasn't happened yet, but my biggest fear is they're going to bring them back, and that's the federal government's biggest fear, is they're going to bring them back, train them, bring them back, and then start having those attacks in this country.
A couple of imams are quoted in here. One said the safety and security of the United States, this is an imam of the Islamic Civic Society of America, Minnesota, the safety and security of the United States is of utmost importance to Somali Americans. We are committed to be in the forefront of defeating extremism, calling on Muslim youth to reject being recruited into extremist groups and for religious leaders to preach about the dangers of extremist ideologies. Another one, imam at the Islamic Center in Minneapolis, said this kind of activity, killing innocent people, has no base or any relationship with Islam. They do not represent any religion. They do not represent any community. They do not represent any nationality. They are an organized group of criminals who've conspired to kill and destroy innocent lives. They're nothing but criminals. They are not Muslims. In what the FBI has said is one of the largest...
videos? Scott,
yeah.
Have you seen some of the recruiting videos that are actually out online and are in English? The most prominent one was a young man who was white from Alabama that was recruited. Now, recently,
what
he
the FBI
tried to break away and was assassinated by them, but that to me is frightening. When you don't know who your neighbor is, that's the insidious part of this within this country.
Very true. FBI has said here that one of its largest efforts to recruit Americans to a foreign terrorist group, at least 20 men have left Minnesota since 2007 and joined the organization. Two have died as suicide bombers. A federal judge sentenced four men to prison this year for helping recruit young men in Minnesota to travel to Somalia and fight for the militant group. One fella quoted here is a Twin Cityan whose nephew was recruited and later killed said he heard from relatives that at least two young Somali-American men from the Twin Cities left for Somalia earlier this month and have not been heard from. It's a scary situation. We may not know for some time what the end result will be. Meanwhile, a Minnesota Somali woman is worried about two nieces hurt in Kenya. 16 and 17-year-olds that were shopping when the attacker struck. The older one in critical condition, the other not as seriously hurt. They're Canadian citizens who moved to Nairobi 3 years ago.
Well, and you were telling
Ramsey County Sheriff
as well.
What's that?
You were telling me earlier there was a North Dakota connection as well. Somebody from North Dakota was actually over there.
Yeah, Dan Germo is on a mission trip over there and has been for a number of years and near there and sent some Facebook notices over the weekend that I think he was not at the mall but had either friends or family that were at the mall and was at the hospital and waiting word. And we may try and track him down. You know, the first thing I heard when I heard this, the first thing I thought of was, you know, Gateway Mall in Kenya, right? I mean, Gateway Mall could be in any community here, right? So is this part of their, when you talk about training, is this part of their training for an attack here? And I've not seen anybody suggest that, but that's sort of what goes through your mind instantly, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I don't know how you don't jump to that conclusion, especially after the bombing carried out supposedly independently by two misguided young men in Boston. That's how simple this could be.
Yes. So anyway, those are some stories we're going to tackle today on the program. Welcome your input on as well. Weigh in on the convention center battles that are going on. And more of a battle in Bismarck than it is in Fargo, rather. But Fargo is just a location debate, really. The dollar is already set aside. Just a question of where should it be. We want to talk just a little bit about our listeners' input on this, and obviously some emails that have come out in the back and forth on the battle in Bismarck have added to the palace intrigue a little bit. Forum of Fargo-Moorhead did a Freedom of Information request and got some of the emails back and forth with city leaders. So that's an interesting story that we'll dig into a little bit today, as well as the fix for the city shutting down a homeless shelter in Williston at a church. Go figure. Churches and charity stepping up to take care of the problem in the meantime, but a lot. We're going to tackle that one, too. All coming up on What's On Your Mind. Exactly. Steve Bakken and I taking your calls. What's On Your Mind? Straight ahead.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel, 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Mark Skogerbo will be here to check sports in just a moment for us on the What's On Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hennon, AM 1100 The Flag, and AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken as well. Soon to be joined by KLTC and Dickinson, K-Fire Bismarck, and of course KCJB in Minot as well, as we are each and every weekday in the What's On Your Mind program. Before we talk sports today, we want to get something on your calendar for Saturday for one of our favorite organizations, the First Choice Clinic. And the outreach director, Mona Frank, is here. Hi, Mona. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
For folks that are not familiar with the First Choice Clinic, tell us a little bit about what you do.
First Choice Clinic is a faith-based medical pregnancy resource center. We provide education and state-of-the-art services to empower individuals to make life-affirming choices. All of our services are free, confidential, and we're completely non-judgmental. Some of the services we provide are pregnancy testing, limited ultrasounds, option counseling, parenting classes, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're a lifeline.
Exactly.
At a time when an unplanned pregnancy comes along, sometimes for a younger person, and thankfully there are alternatives to the industry that is looking for the cash.
Yes.
The money machine. Yeah, well, we're glad you do what you do. I always say it's not enough to be pro-life. You got to be out there to back it up,
and
First Choice Clinic is a great example of a great entity to support that is there in a time of need. So, It's wonderful. Now, one of the ways you raise funds for all these great services is this annual Life Walk, right?
Yes. This is our 11th Life Walk. We are hosting it this year at the Red River Zoo. And we also have our Life Walk is also on the same day as the Bismarck and Devil's Lake locations. We have the 3 locations. And we've had 4 other communities step up to host the Life Walk that day. Bowman, North Dakota, Raymond, Harvey, and Rugby. So if people can't make it to Devil's Lake, Bismarck, Fargo, hit one of those towns. Or if you live in one of those towns, join the Life Walk on Saturday.
And that's Rame?
Rame. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bowman. And Rugby.
And Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, 4 others.
Yes.
All right. That's great. And what is the Life Walk?
The Life Walk is a way for people to, it's a way for us to get out who we are. And what we do is we're a very, very small staff. All 3 of our clinics are very small staff. So we rely a lot on the public to get our word out there. So we work very close with churches, organizations to have that person step up in a church, for instance, and be the liaison for that church. And then they get the word out to their parishioners, family, friends, groups. We have the Shanley High School kids helping us this year by challenging each other and walking. And then what they do is they just get out there and talk to friends, neighbors, etc., get the word out, and then also raise money by having people pledge them to walk the easy 2 miles that we'll be walking.
Exactly. And you get a chance to get some exercise on a Saturday, and give you a chance to have conversations with friends, coworkers, family members about First Choice Clinic and why you support it,
right?
Which is important as well.
Yes.
Have that discussion, and of course, raise a couple of bucks as well. So that's a great deal. Now, how do folks participate?
Okay, right now we've been working on this about 4 months, and We have a great website. It's Team First Choice. You can log on there. You can register as a walker. You can Facebook, email, Twitter from this site. And you can also do it where people who are really not into the whole computer, we have pledge sheets that you can, you know, we have distributed through many, many churches and groups. And you go door to door, ask your family, friends. And if you're not, you know, if you're not a walker, you just feel very uncomfortable asking people for money, jump on that site, Team First Choice Clinic, and look at all the walkers and the groups and sponsor them. You have the opportunity to sponsor them.
Oh, neat deal. So the website, again, is Team, like in the football team, teamfirstchoice.com, teamfirstchoice.com, those three words. And you have a telephone number here, folks, if they want to just pick up the phone and register that way or get more information that way too, right?
Correct.
Toll-free at 888-237-6530. That's 888-237-6530, or again online at teamfirstchoice.com. How many folks do you anticipate will be walking?
Well, right now it's really awesome because I looked at some numbers last night and we have over 100 walkers between the three sites registered online. That does not include all those who are walking, who are doing it with their pledge sheets. But I was going to say, if you just want to come on Saturday, you wake up and you go, you know what, I heard this on the Scott Hannon Show, I want to come and support First Choice Clinic, but yeah, didn't have time to raise money, totally okay. You can come down to the Red River Zoo. Red River Zoo is offering, for those who want to join our walk, half-price admission, so they can join our walk, get out there, be part of the number, and help promote us that way.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And a $25 donation, just think of it this way, you pay for a counseling session.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a neat deal. So First Choice Clinic is the beneficiary. And by the way, we should tell folks, you provide these services all throughout the state.
We do. We have a clinic in Bismarck, Devil's Lake, and Fargo. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's three clinics and an outreach that goes all over.
All
yeah.
over.
Yeah, and First Choice Clinic just does so many amazing things. I love the things you're doing, too, on abstinence education in the schools and, you know, just a lot of good things.
Yes, very, very great organization.
It sure is. And, again, if you want to walk, Saturday's the day. Registration starts at 8:30. The actual walk is from 9 to 10 a.m. And the locations are Red River Zoo in Fargo. That's a new site this year.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Bismarck at the Sertoma Park. Everybody gathers at shelter number 8. Or in Devil's Lake at Ruger Park.
Correct.
In the Ruger Activity Building. And, again, there's also Harvey, Bowman, Rain, and Rugby events going on as well. So if you want more information, 888-237-6530, 888-237-6530, or teamfirstchoice.com. Thanks so much, Mona.
Thank you, Scott.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
How about this stat? In North Dakota, nearly one of every two expectant mothers did not intend to become pregnant. Think about that. And, you know, there's, you know, just that's life. That happens. And when it does, you need a lifeline. And that's what the First Choice Clinic is for so many women and so many families. Done just amazing work over the years. Really appreciate all they've done. Great to see you, Mona. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'll see you Saturday for the Life Walk. And nice fall day. Perfect. Give it a good walk. Hey, Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here to tell us a little bit about the sports scene on this Tuesday. He's down in Marshall, Minnesota. Did you have a good night in Marshall last night, Mark?
It was just terrific. Wonderful, wonderful night. A lot of good representatives and senators, former and present, like Marty Seifert, who might even, you know, a lot of people are encouraging him to run for governor against Dayton. But I was really interested in your sport, this walk on Saturday. I think I'll probably try to do that, too. That's a good sport, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's walking is good, and you're a walker and a runner, so I'm glad you're going to go. Good for you.
Yeah.
Join the fun. It's a great cause. There's no better cause.
That's right.
Be a wonderful time.
The Twins won their 66th game, so one more, and they can have a better season than last year. They got six chances against Detroit and Cleveland at home. Pinto is still batting like .359. He drove in the winning run in the 11th. Dozier got his 18th home run, so the Twins still make me smile. Mauer's done for the season, and they got six more games in at the Target Center.
And by the way, in the silver lining department, the Twins were down 3-0 yesterday. Rally to win it 4-3 in the 11th. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Dozier, now, you just said that, you just said Joe Mauer's done for the season. Why? What happened?
He is his concussion is still having problems with vision and hearing. They just don't trust him. They think he's got some danger signs on his concussion. He got really his bell rung several times, and he's wobbly.
You know, your buddy Morneau, that's no longer a Minnesota Twin, now a Pittsburgh Pirate. They made the playoffs yesterday, so there's yet another example of a former Twin helping a team make the playoffs, right?
Oh, it's just sad, isn't it? Really sad. And then now the Vikings 0-3 and Pittsburgh 0-3 are over there at Wembley. It's I'm sure when they set this game up, they didn't think they'd have two 0-3 teams over there for the World Record Bowl or something. But the Vikings should have won two games, but they didn't. We do have the Pride of the Lynx getting ready to go along, and I guess the Vikings bought 500 tickets to help ramp up the good crowd for them at their playoff. So that's encouraging.
The Bison and South Dakota State will match up. That's the closest thing to a rivalry these days that is of a regional flavor, unfortunately, without NDSU and UND playing. But they play Saturday at 2 o'clock at South Dakota State. So they'll be down at Brookings, and the Dakota Marker Trophy's on the line, Mark.
Well, that's good. I like this rivalry interstate. I sure hope they go ahead and continue to realize the sportsmanship of a UND NDSU game sometime down the road. It just would make sense, irrespective of the score. But the Bison are pretty formidable. They're going to give the South Dakota State all they can handle, I believe.
And SDSU coming off a thumping by Nebraska over the weekend.
Yeah.
I noticed that Phil Hansen thought about the Jackrabbits were going to upset the Huskers. No, not the Jackrabbits. Yeah, they're the Jackrabbits, aren't they?
Yeah.
I always get USD and SDSU's team names mixed up, but they're the Jackrabbits in Brookings. SDSU, but he thought they were going to take out the Huskers. That didn't happen, though.
Nope, it sure didn't. It sure didn't. And but they got another
kind of fun
chance.
If they had beat the Huskers and then you know NDSU beat SDSU, you could have said they were good enough to beat the Huskers. But I mean,
right.
We can't use that now. We can't use that one. No good there. All right. Anything else on the sports scene? You're gonna be back. In the saddle from home for the Collins
Club? I'm going to get in the car now and drive back. Got some gravel, got some construction, but I'll get back as soon as I can and get ready for the 2 o'clock show.
And, of course, Marshall, Minnesota, we have listeners down there. It's in southwest Minnesota for folks that don't know. And it's my old stomping grounds. Montevideo, my hometown. Marshall, about 45 minutes to the south there, and I've got some family members there in Marshall, so lots of good memories, and we always appreciate hearing from folks in Marshall, Minnesota, way down there in southwest Minnesota, listening to the Flag, and they probably loved having you in town.
They listen every day.
There you go.
Several said they listen every day to the Flag, so that was very cool.
So you had fun?
It was great fun, just great fun. It's so much fun to be around Patriots, and they had a lot of young people there from college Republicans, and it's a very dynamic and fired-up group.
Mark loves to speak to your group, so give him a buzz anytime at 855-200-1776 if you'd like him to speak to your group. Mark Scogrebo, he'll host the Common Sense Club after Rush Limbaugh right here. We'll check the weather next, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
All right, friends, what's on your mind coming up? Steve Bach and I will be taking your calls, joined by the audience of K-Fire 550, KCJB in Minot, and KLTC Dickinson. We'll talk about where you'd like Senator Hoeven to be with Senator Ted Cruz, who's pushing for a battle in the Senate over Obamacare and government funding. Mitch McConnell is saying, not so fast. McConnell splits with Cruz on Obamacare defunding tactic. Here's the story from The Hill. Said he will oppose a filibuster of House legislation defunding Obamacare. McConnell said he will not block the bill from coming to a final vote because it includes language to strip funding from President Obama's signature health care law while keeping current government funding levels in place. This is where this gets confusing, because it's as though Senator Cruz and Senator McConnell are both trying to accomplish the same thing, but by using different tactics. This is what drives me crazy about Republicans. Because if they're fighting amongst themselves on the best tactic, obviously they're going to have United Democrats on the other side, rah-rah, for keeping the government funded, rah-rah on keeping Obamacare funded, and meanwhile they're split on the best tactic. So our question is, what is the best tactic? We want to let you decide what you believe is the best route to go. How long is our Cruz audio? Is he talking about the strategy behind the filibuster, or is he talking about all that Senate gobbledygook about I want this motion and that motion? And okay, how long is it? All right, give me a little Senator Cruz from the floor. Here he is making the case and doing a little battle with Harry Reid last night. Ted Cruz of Texas. Your shockwave crashed? What does that mean? Can't play the audio? Someone could just as well be speaking Russian in my ear when they say my shockwave crashed. I don't know what that means. I think it means how we intended to play you the commentary of Senator Cruz so you could make an informed judgment about whose side you'd like Senator Hoeven, or if you're from South Dakota, Senator Thune to be on. McConnell pledged to vote against any amendment pushed by Senate Democrats to take the defund Obamacare provisions out of the bill. He'll also vote against any amendment that attempts to add Obamacare funding back into the House Republicans' bill. Okay. He supports the House Republicans' bill and will not vote to block it since it defunds Obamacare and funds the government without increasing spending by a penny. Cruz and some conservative groups have pressured Republican senators to filibuster the House bill so we can prevent Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid from setting up a vote to eliminate the Obamacare language adopted by the House. Oh, I get it. So McConnell's saying, I like what's in the House bill, but Cruz is saying, yeah, but here's the deal. Even if we pass that, Harry Reid strips it out, so let's not let him do that. Cruz said in a statement, if Reid pursues this plan, if he insists on using a 50-vote threshold to fund Obamacare with a partisan vote of only Democrats, then I hope every Senate Republican will stand together and oppose cloture on the bill in order to keep the House bill intact and not let Harry Reid add Obamacare funding back in. McConnell, however, believes Democrats will suffer a public backlash by voting to restore funding for Obamacare, which polls show is largely unpopular. If and when the majority leader goes down the path, Washington Democrats will have to decide, without hiding behind a procedural vote, whether or not to split with their leadership and join Republicans and their constituents in opposing the reinsertion of Obamacare funding into the House-passed bill. The announcement prompted an immediate rebuke from conservative talk show host Mark Levin. The GOP leadership reportedly setting stage to deceive and capitulate. Heritage called on senators over the weekend to filibuster to limit Reid's procedural options. Anyway, we're going to dig into that a little bit today, and I want your take, okay? There's no easy answer here, but it's the better approach. Talk about that. Convention centers, homeless shelters, spending. North Dakota of Farm Bureau President Doyle Johanskin talk about his concerns over state spending and rising property taxes, connecting those dots. I'm also going to tell you about an upcoming Wounded Warriors event in Zeeland, North Dakota. It's going to be great fun. All right, let me tell you about the weather first here, though, before we, this is the weather segment after all. In the valley, some sprinkles this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, gradually clearing, 75 for high, clear tonight, about 50. Tomorrow, sunny with a high upper 70s. A gusty wind, however, you can be warned. That'll be up to 24 miles an hour. The wind cranking pretty good tomorrow. Tomorrow night, looks like about 60. Thursday, sunny, upper 70s. Some showers and thunderstorms, a possibility Thursday night. Mid-50s, Friday, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. And a high near 67. So we'll cool back off naturally for the weekend. 65 Saturday, 70 sunny. Oil patch, sunny today. It'll be low 70s. Windy west winds. Gusty west winds, rather, though. As high as 22 miles an hour, but mid-40s tonight. Winds gusting again out of the southwest. Tomorrow, some showers, thunderstorms after one, partly sunny near 70. Looks like Thursday showers, possibly a thunderstorm near 58. Right now, Fargo 57, Grand Forks 59, Jamestown 53 in the patch, Williston 50, Tioga 45, Stanley 45, Sydney, Montana 39. Chilly. That's the weather.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.